He didn't want us to sit down and become Paramahamsas by study and then go out. Yes, he wants us to become Paramahamsas, but by hearing and chanting, Sharanam Kirtanam, Sharanam Kirtanam, this process all the time, practice. So we come as fast as possible to the level of Vigyan, realized knowledge, this theoretical knowledge and realized knowledge. So Prabhupada has to be realized. There is no other better way to get quicker realized is to go on Sankirtan and distribute the books. If you ever thought you are humble, go out. You will find out. You will find a momentum where you will think, okay, if the next one doesn't take a book, I will punch him in the nose. You think, what? What am I thinking? I saw them in Brahmana. Oh yes, finally the pollution came up. It's like Prabhupada said, like making ghee. You put butter into fire, you warm it up, and the first thing which comes up is the pollution, the dirt. Then you scoop it, and then you warm it more up, and more comes up. You think, where is this coming from? This used to be a pure, everything was pure butter. Yeah, it's pure butter, but full of pollution. And then they make it again until it's really pure ghee. So that was sometimes they would think, oh, before I joined and I was not going on Sunday, I was so peaceful. I was sleeping all the time. You know, I was really peaceful. Now I'm just pushed around like this here. They wake me up in the morning, you know, and I have to do this and this and this, and I cannot do this and I cannot do that. And then they put me on a street and I have to distribute here something which I really understand, you know. And but this is purification. Therefore, sincerity is the key. The only sincere person, he can accept such a treatment. And he accepts it gladly. That doesn't mean he always smiles. You know, yeah. Sometimes you get yourself in some kind of situation, you will cry. Even the strongest man will cry. You know. But his tears, it's just a liquid false ego coming out. You become more and more humble. You know. In the morning you may think, yeah, I am God. No, in the evening, it will be different. So, it's a wonderful process Prabhupada gave us. You know, fast seminar, fast course on Krishna consciousness. But a very sincere Sangitandam will know that you have to keep your life in balance. It's not just a question of running out and selling books, we know that. The protection comes, as we mentioned, by knowledge. And that comes theoretical knowledge also, which has to be practiced. Both ways, again, same process. Hearing, practicing, hearing, practicing. And this is a perfect Sankirtan office, a perfect platform for that. If you are a brahmachari, you go on Sankirtan, you sing it heavy. Well, become a grihastha. You will find out where is your regulation, where is your time to read, where is your time to chant. And then, you know, if you really want to find out, then have some children. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You will see. You will remember the brahmachari days thinking, oh, this was so simple. My only problem was that the other Prabhu took my dhoti. Oh, a big problem. Brahmachari is always a big problem. Prabhu, I need a new saffron color for my dhoti. Big problem. You know, very big problem. You know, so, if you want to enjoy yourself, really, that doesn't mean grihasthas cannot join Sankirtan, especially if they are trained up already. They could and they should. But it will be, of course, more difficult. There are even grihasthas who do maintain some survival distribution. That's amazing. It's glorious. Prabhupada very much liked that. You know. So, if one wants to stay protected in Krishna consciousness, one has to preach. And the best preaching, and the most safe preaching, is by book distribution. You don't have to say much. Just enough to give them the book, Perfect Preaching. When there was a program, even here in India, big program, Prabhupada always asked, how many books? When there was many books being distributed along the program, Prabhupada said, very good for you. Not so many books, not so good for you. He said, what can you 3 minutes preaching do? Okay, we also do that. But, you know, we usually have the experience when we speak, you know, like Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't even say anything and he already made devotees. You just look at a person and that person was already going, yeah, okay, I will do it, I promise. Sorry, I forgot Krishna. And Prabhupada was up here, he just looked at somebody and that person was already in the defense. We preach for 2 hours and then people go, well, it's your opinion, you know. That's the end of our preaching, you know. Okay, you can start again. But when they take a book and they keep the book at home, maybe at the particular moment they are not ready for understand or even appreciate the book. But their life may change. You know, they may face all kinds of very, very unpleasant circumstances. Usually it's the pain which brings the conditioned soul to Krishna consciousness, unfortunately. Only a very, very intelligent person will join this movement even amidst some very materially spoken, comfortable circumstance. Usually they come because of pain. You know, some kind of pain. Physical, mental, social, economical pain, whatever. Krishna knows, Krishna says that. And so they are all dear to me, who come out of curiosity, who come out of physical pain, economical needs. But of course, though they come in a search for knowledge, they are most dear to me. Why? Because they will most profoundly understand the need of Krishna consciousness. They are most lasting. But everybody can join it. Therefore, we offer the possibility to go out and distribute books to everybody. Of course, some training should be done. That training should eliminate pain, so we don't make mistakes, which we can avoid. Now, I don't want to turn this into a practical training seminar. I think we have other seminars for that also. But the point here made is, the ultimate protection we can find in Krishna consciousness is preaching. And while preaching, we should understand that book distribution is the most lasting and most affecting level. How to broadcast Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada said, as soon the books are there, we become respectable. When we just talk, or even Harinam, sometimes they take like, they are just jumping here around, you know, in a vest especially, you know. But as soon as there is a book, they go, oh, there is some philosophy here. That's serious. That's how fools also become respectable in the material world. You have to write a book. In the academic world, they have a saying, you know, publish or perish. It means you have to publish something. Even it can be the most foolish thing, but it's a book. And they go, this is my book. And they go, nobody understands one word. But it's published. You know, it's a published foolishness. So what to speak of a published truth? So Prabhupada very, very much stressed that this movement is based on book publication and distribution. As long as this goes on, there will be no problem and no cessation. Not possible to stop. So, it's not so much time we have here. I don't want to take time also from those that come after me. Maybe somebody has some questions or comments. We have some microphone going around. There was a microphone here as well. Microphone, where's the mic? Who's the organizer here? Joseph, Bhakta Joseph.
About The streets are generally not very clean, nice places. Rather, they're gross. And so, what to do when we sort of get depressed day after day when we just, you know, peddle books on the street and start thinking, you know, what? And I could be more doing something in higher circles and, you know, more. You understand?
Yes. That's natural. You know, when you swim in an ocean of stool the whole day, you are really wondering where your purity is. But therefore, we have to keep our internal Krishna consciousness very strong. And this is exactly what I can recommend everybody to come in the afternoon for Vijay Prabhu's seminar. That's actually what he is going to talk about. I am more like the outdoor slang bank man. He is the real internal Krishna consciousness, internal Sankirtan man. Where it's very important, so we keep our Krishna consciousness solid. How do we do that? By very regulated life. Regulation is very essential for those who go out and distribute books. You cannot do it whimsically, occasionally, like that. So for again, brahmacharis who go out steadily every day, and they are in this regulation, they have usually more easy time. And then association is very important. Because you do associate with the karmis. Actually, we shouldn't associate with them, they should associate with us. So one has to be very strong for that. There is so much, especially today, there is so much agitation on the streets. Even I noticed, even when I was going on Sankirtan first time 35 years ago, you can't compare this of today. What you get to see, the way people act, the way they speak, you know, it's so degraded. So one has to protect oneself in a practical sense on the street, constantly chanting. Sometimes new devotees go on the street, they distribute and they think, how can I chant? People will hear that. So what? He don't care. Like Prabhupada, he had this outlook towards the world. This is Krishna's world. And we belong to Krishna, so it's our world also. You know, like one time a devotee told him, Prabhupada, the day will come, the devotee will have their own airlines, their own airplanes. Prabhupada said, we have it already. These airplanes are made for us. So we can fly around. You know, so it's like that. So, one should not be so much concerned with a social outlook in that regard. One should just chant firmly and nicely, just, you know, present these books. And very important is the association and of course the whole lifestyle. You know, therefore we don't see anybody distributing books who is going beyond the four regulative principles, at least not in the long term. You know, it's very difficult. Sometimes they ask us, what do you do with people who deviate and then how will they distribute books? They don't. Usually they don't. They are quite unique in our process of book distribution. You don't find much competition on the street. You know, yeah. Sometimes they try different groups to imitate this. It doesn't last for long because of their purity. So Prabhupada said, the purity is our unique asset. Purity in purpose, purity in action. So, and then we have, especially today, we have so many other refreshment programs. We have so many refreshment programs for Sankirtan devotees. Sankirtan devotees can join some preaching programs. That's like the next stage. If you have problems with directly handling the book distribution, you can join some preaching program. Nowadays people go to India and you join some parikramas and parayatra. Yeah, you can also distribute. Like I was just last year on a Slovenian parayatra. And Slovenia is a small country. But it's very ideal for parayatra, for walking. And all Sankirtan was there, all the Sankirtan devotees, they were completely refreshed. Because here suddenly you were not alone on the street distributing books, but then a whole procession came, with bull and kirtan, and when you go in a small village like this, all the people, they all come out, and actually the book distribution became quite big. This is wonderful, but along that, this is also very refreshing. So, it's a fact that we can only go ahead as much as we have. You cannot drive a car with an empty petrol tank. So sometimes we have to refuel, but we should never lose the idea and the motivation to go out and distribute. And there will be also others who want to go out too. They need assistance. They need help. It's a duty of every, especially older Sankirtan devotee, to help the younger ones. If book distribution should not die with us. You know, the last book distributor died here. Something else?
We noticed that the leadership nowadays doesn't push book distribution as much as they used to. So what do senior devotees do in such a situation?
Oh,
the senior Sankirtan.
Now we get controversial. Now we don't want to be controversial. Actually, speaking just for Europe, I never went to America. I was just in Europe all the time, Scandinavia. I'm staying mostly in Europe. So there is a great increasement of encouragement for book distribution. It's a fact that was for years, wasn't too much of that. But presently we experience really a great increasement of encouragement for book distribution. Well, there are. Well, I can give you practical places. If you want to go to Germany, there was no practically zero book distribution for a long time. Last marathon in Germany was 80 people out there distributing. That's a lot. We never had this even in our best days. Yeah. There are a few more places. There are places like which really need bad assistance, like France, you know, Spain could do also better. So, you know, so things like that. Yeah. They could do. There used to be all big book distribution going on there. And it's wonderful, I heard. The other world is distributing. No problem. So the preaching field is perfect. That's right. Well, you know, those they want to distribute books, they could also make some noise about it. Yeah. Yeah. We are living in an age of democracy, you know. Prabhupada himself said, that's how why we want so much books being distributed, because of the democracy business. Because when we affect the masses with book distribution, they will actually make noise. and the pressure comes from below. First of all, one thing. First of all, when we get into this, the leaders, you know, yeah, then that's a little bit too simplified, oversimplified. You have to understand that the leaders are also devotees, and they are struggling on their own. Therefore, let's have some compassion upon the leaders. Whoever tries to be a leader, go ahead and try it. I was just a temple president for 15 years. I can tell you, I will never do this again. But, you know, that's my personal problem. Yeah? So, it's a very ungrateful task to be a leader of anything in Kali Yuga. You can do anything what you want. You do something, immediately there will be hundreds of people coming. In my opinion, I think, I believe, therefore you don't find any leaders. Like amongst Kamis, you find only the most stubborn, you know, senseless, you know, type of people dominating the leadership posts. They are practically on the level of rhinoceros, you know, or an elephant. He doesn't feel anything. Standing there, they have to shoot him or drag him away from that post. He will not move. No conscience, no, you know, nothing. Just so this, usually amongst devotees,